This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to your regular Thursday conversation. I'm joined by Nick Alderink from Marquee Arts. We like to talk all things movies, and we call it Cinema Chat. Nick, good to have you here.
It's great to be back, as always, David.
Well, there are a lot of movies that are going to open this weekend. We're in this, can we call it the summer season now?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah, there's some really great films that are opening this week. This weekend, you can catch The Breadwinner. That'll be opening tomorrow in multiplexes. This is about a supermom who lands a Shark Tank deal, switching roles with her breadwinner husband, but he struggles to adapt as a stay-at-home dad to their three daughters. So kind of like a Mr. Mom remake, but the stars writer-comedian Nate Bargatze.
He wrote this movie.
So, yeah, he wrote this movie.
And he's starring in it.
Yeah.
He's never starred in anything other than his own comedy specials?
No, not really. He's really having a moment right now. Mandy Moore is there playing his wife as well.
He is a funny guy, and mm-hmm. he has dedicated his whole comedic life to working clean. So
yeah,
it's going
yeah.
to be, I would imagine this movie is the same.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. And Mandy Moore, haven't read that name in a while.
Yeah. She's having, maybe this is her comeback as well.
Well, there you go. So that's opening in the multiplexes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Oh. Also in multiplexes this week is a film called Pressure. This is set in the tense 72 hours before D-Day. General Dwight D. Eisenhower and Captain James Stagg face an impossible choice, launch the most dangerous seaborne invasion in history, or risk losing the war altogether.
Well, you're going to talk to a whole bunch of history buffs with this movie.
Yeah. This has Brendan Fraser playing Eisenhower and Andrew Scott playing Captain James Stagg.
Interesting casting. Great subject matter.
Yeah.
And, it's one of those things that over a period of 72 hours and a 90-minute movie or so, you can really raise the blood pressure.
Yeah. And I believe it's about, the Andrew Scott plays, they're looking at the weather. A lot of people know of the D-Day invasion, but it was actually delayed because of storms that were rolling through. And this is really kind of focusing on just analyzing the weather, and it's something that we don't really think about when you think of this one of the most incredible moments in world history.
Yeah. And yet, it will cause you stress.
Yeah,
that is for sure. That is so far.
Yeah.
We've only talked about two movies,
but
that is my choice.
Yeah.
It's called Pressure, opens Friday in multiplexes. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a movie opening at the Michigan Theater, and it has a great title.
Yeah, it's called Steal This Story, Please. It's about undeterred by armed soldiers, evasive politicians, and riot police, Amy Goodman has reported on some of the most consequential stories of our time, and this documentary is a gripping account of the trailblazing journalist whose unwavering commitment to truth-telling spans three decades of turbulent history.
Well, there you go. That is, again, right up the alley of those who listen to us here on 89.1 WEMU. Mm-hmm. And when you decided to bring this to the Michigan Theater, I'm sure you understood that everyone who has seen it has truly enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back Rooms, what is that?
This opens tomorrow it actually opens tonight at the State. A strange doorway appears in the basement of a furniture showroom, and after a therapist's patient disappears into a dimension beyond reality, she must venture into the unknown to save him. And this stars Chiwetel Ejiofor, Renate Renciv, and Mark Duplass.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's a thriller, a horror thriller, and this is from director Kane Parsons, based on his web series of the same name and inspired by the Backrooms Creepypasta, which is this legends that were kind of that have been told online, so kind of an online community thing.
Creepypasta.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Two words I've never
heard put together before. What all the kids are talking about, creepypastas.
Creepypasta, I love it. The late night classic series continues, and for fans of Quentin Tarantino, this is going to be right up the alley.
Yeah, we're playing Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair. This will be tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So this is combining Kill Bill's Part 1 and 2 into a 4.5-hour cinematic experience. And so the screening will feature an intermission and features added graphic violence from the original versions, color-restored fight scenes, and significant narrative re-editing. So a whole new way to see these movies if you're fans.
You know, I think only with Quentin Tarantino would it be a selling point for added graphic violence.
Yeah. And this is, you got Uma Thurman, Lucy Liu, Vivica A. Fox, Michael Madsen, Daryl Hannah, and David Carradine. Such an ode to samurai films. And this is a really fun movie.
Love him or hate him,
yeah,
he brings a unique vision to the screen,
yeah.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, especially this one. He really throws a lot at the wall of this film, but it really makes it something truly special to see in the cinema.
And sometimes people say to make movies like that, you need to be a bit of a monster yourself, yeah. And you have a monster matinee coming up.
Yeah, on Saturday at 1:30, we have our next monster matinee. We're playing the classic King Kong, the 1933 film, starring Fay Wray and Robert Armstrong, about a film crew who goes to a tropical island for a location shoot where they capture a colossal ape who takes a shine to their blonde starlet and bring him back to New York City. The classic tale.
Anybody who listens to us knows I have absolutely no qualifications when it comes to film, but for all the King Kong movies that have made, this remains kind of the definitive version.
Oh,
if I'm
definitely.
Not mistaken, right?
And it's the special effects are really
advanced.
It really advanced. It's fun to watch. It's almost like you're watching putting a puzzle together while you're watching the film, where you can kind of see how they did it, but it was still so very innovative for the time.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, and Marilyn Monroe returns to the big screen.
Yeah, with Some Like It Hot. This is part of our summer classic series that will be running through August on Sundays. So this will be this Sunday at 1:30. And it was Marilyn Monroe's 100th birthday on June 1st.
Really?
Yes. So that's coming up. So we're paying respect to Marilyn Monroe with this really, really great comedy about two musicians who witness a mob hit, and they flee the state in an all-female band disguised as women, but further complications set in. So from writer-director Billy Wilder, of course starring Marilyn Monroe, with Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon.
You know, there is a farcical aspect to this story, mm-hmm. and Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis dressed as women. It was hysterical, but you had to wonder, suspend your belief for a moment.
But the comedy of this film holds up so well. Yeah.
It sure does. That and The Seven-Year Itch, my two favorite Marilyn Monroe films, right?
Yeah.
Well, the art house revival will continue, and one called Three Colors Blue.
Yeah, this is a film from 1993. This will be playing Tuesday at 7 at the Michigan. And this is the first in what's called the Three Colors Trilogy. So this is an art house trilogy. This first one is about a woman who struggles to find a way to live her life after death of her husband and child. And this is from writer-director Krzysztof Kieślowski and starring Juliette Binoche. And the Three Colors Trilogy are interconnected films, each one inspired by the ideals of the French flag and the French Revolution. So blue being liberty, white being equality, and red being fraternity. And so throughout June, we'll be playing all three of them. Of course, blue will play on Tuesday. Three Colors White will play on June 23rd, and red will play on June 30th.
You know, when conversations about great actors come up, you don't hear the name Juliette Binoche a lot, but she really is great in everything she does.
Yeah, she visited the theater maybe about 10 years ago.
Is that right? I can't remember.
It was with the Penny Stamp series, and I got a chance to meet her and talk to her very briefly, but she was such a delightful person.
I can only imagine. I'm a little jealous right now. Well, you have a bunch of movies that are continuing for those who may have missed them on their initial release.
Yeah, I Love Boosters is now playing at the State. This is the latest from Boots Riley, starring Kiki Palmer, Lakeith Stanfield, with Demi Moore and Don Cheadle in there.
And I learned the new word, boosters.
Yeah, that's right. And The Mandalorian Grogu is still playing at the State. The Sheep Detectives is now playing at the Michigan. We opened this one. It's been in theaters for a few weeks, but we just opened it at the Michigan last Friday, and to a huge weekend for this film.
Is that right?
Yeah, a lot of people are loving this movie.
Were you concerned that it had been released elsewhere and that people may have seen it?
But yeah. We had received some questions, people wanting us to play it, and I thought, it might have a modest release, but it was... we haven't seen a weekend like that since Project Hail Mary.
That did gangbusters.
That stuck around for quite a while. Yeah, but people are loving this film. It's a delightful British comedy starring Hugh Jackman with a really great cast as well.
And The Devil Wears Prada 2, that has been playing for a while, still going strong?
Yep, still going strong, but it's probably the last week. So if you haven't seen it, be sure to catch it this weekend.
There are so many reasons to see that film. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, in my mind, Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
I love the guy, and I love the way he plays his characters. So, as I mentioned, we are just kicking off the summer movie season, and I'm curious as to what you're looking forward to as we prepare for the summer at the Michigan and the State Theaters.
Yeah, well, we got Disclosure Day. That is the new film from Steven Spielberg. He's going back to his Alien subject, and that's going to be released in a couple weeks. And everyone is talking about The Odyssey, which is going to be coming out in mid-July, I think July 17th.
And this is the old Homer story?
Yeah, the old Homer story about Odysseus trying to get his find his way back home. But it's such an all-star cast, and we're really talking a movie, just a movie spectacle, an epic for the big screen.
I'm going to have to watch it so I understand it. I had to read that book in ninth grade English. Didn't get any of it. Did not do well on the test. Nick, thank you so much. I'll look forward to your visit the next time around. And thank you so much for today.
Thank you, David.
That is Nick Alderink. He is the Cinema Programming Manager at Marquee Arts. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti.